This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Yeah.
Do we have the echo?
No, we're good there.
Okay,
awesome. We should be good to go.
We are live video streaming this week 10 of Pigskin Picks. And
sir,
we encourage you to join us. We're on, well, Fat Boy, where are we? You know, you initialed all that, or initialized all that.
So we're on a Planet Facebook page. You can check us out there. And Rise Guys YouTube, live right now.
Hello. And thank you.
Live on both. We got to spin the wheel.
We're going to spin the wheel and then make the deal and find out who has first pick in this week's. Can you freaking believe it's week 10? Like, I swear. The time
it's not.
Just wrong.
Dang it.
It's not week 10.
It is week 9.
You told me it was week 10.
Nah, I just got to check that subject line, buddy. Look who's got to go first. God dang it. Freaking me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was going to say, it's always me.
Nah, I'm not this time, buddy.
All right. Spin number two.
Let me.
This is going to be easy pickings this week.
Think so?
I think so. For you know, as far as the games go.
Take my name off of here. Here we go, spin number two.
Shortly after this segment, though, we'll be announcing what Paige's punishment will be on Monday's show.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Huh?
Paige is going to go second. Matt Mann is last pick.
Oh, so lucky you.
Jot this down here.
That's right. And I am I'm currently in the lead.
I wonder why.
All righty.
You don't have to pick first all the time.
Well, I will save grace and take a picture of my screen to show you I've already highlighted who I'm picking.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, no offense, but why would I copy y'all? You're not good at it.
Oh, look.
Meow.
Yeah.
Come on, it's fun.
It's probably the best month you've had at picks.
In the history of this show.
That's a lot of good
no
picks.
No joke.
Let's go with the first time I can remember this happening. Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia all
I know
have a bye week.
That's why all the Halloween parties are this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All you that have to play this weekend, maybe we'll have yours next weekend, Bama and others.
Because normally this game would not even make the slate, but it's making it this week. Notre Dame versus Navy. The game is going to be at MetLife Stadium. Or as Aaron Rodgers calls it, JetLife Stadium.
Why is that? Like, we have the strongest military in the world, but the military football teams are usually not all that great. Why?
Usually, it's very hard to get in. They can't give scholarships, I don't think. They can't actively recruit them. So they got to kind of take what they get and
develop.
You
can actively recruit high school seniors to join up, but not for them to come play football for you.
Well, maybe they have to make the grade and be smart.
It's like, I don't think the Ivy League gives out scholarships. I don't think they do.
Oh, well, they don't have to.
Notre Dame is minus 13 and a half.
All right. Well, I will ask you, Fat Boy, since you really shouldn't ask yourself.
That'd be that's kind of kind of you.
Yeah. Fat Boy, who would you like in this?
You know what, Navy is... Oh. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to go Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to cover that. Now, if it were Army playing Notre Dame, I would pick Army to cover, but...
Right.
I can't remember which one is better throughout the years. It's always changed.
I think employees of Old Navy could beat Army in football.
My brother.
You know, both service academies this year are doing
They have
good.
Cool uniforms, I will say.
For sure.
The Black Knights.
Yeah.
Paige, I believe, is going second.
I believe right. I will take Notre Dame.
Right, she's going Arsh.
Well, we'll make this easy then. Put me down as well.
He's going for Notre Dame.
I sent Fatboy a picture. Oh, let's do it real quick with Paige. Oh, I can't recognize my face without my... hold on. I want Paige to see this guy. And I mean, do you know who that is in that photo, Paige?
Because he got me with it. I did not know.
I'm going to put it
is
on
he
the...
Is he a wrestler or something?
No. I'm going to put it on the camera and see if... Does it show up? Can you see it on the camera?
Not really. You might have to get a little closer. But he got me with it. I did not know who it was. Oh, yeah, that's better.
That's freaking Rudy, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's Rudy.
That's Patty's boy.
Sean Astin.
That's John's boy.
I know. I thought it was John Anderson, actually, from country music. Yeah, so Notre Dame for me.
Let's go. Missouri at Alabama. Alabama minus 16 and a half damn points. I tell you this, I don't trust Bama to cover a spread that big now, even though they're going to target Ryan Williams a lot. I'm going Mizzou to cover that.
Yes, that's great. Okay. She will not speak until spoken to.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm thinking.
I'm kidding.
Give me a moment. I think I'll follow the... The lead from Fatboy go Mizzou as well.
She's going Tigers. Matthew.
You know, Roll Tide?
I am, in fact. I'm sticking to, that's why I highlighted my picks in red so I would not be swayed. Yeah, Alabama's going to win by 3 touchdowns. So that 21 over 16 and a half. Yes, I'm right.
And they could be heating up. Bama could be getting it going. This game would ordinarily never make a pigskin pick slate. But Vanderbilt's ranked for the first time in, well, forever. Number 5, Texas at number 25. Vanderbilt, Texas, minus 18 and a half.
I'm sticking to mine, but I'm interested really to see what you say, Fatboy, on this.
I think Vanderbilt's going to cover it. I think they might barely cover it. It might be like a garbage time touchdown, but I'll take Vandy to cover. Texas, obviously, to win.
Right.
Paige.
I think I'll take Texas.
Not a bad pick. They got to bounce back from last week.
It's so diplomatic. Fatboy makes a pick and tells you why this team's going to win, but then when the other person says, you know, that's not a bad pick, actually. It's the only other obvious one.
Well, eeny, meeny, yeah. Miny, mo. Mattman, yeah. What would you like?
Paige, thank you so much for asking. Give him, Texas will win, but Vandy will cover.
He's going doors.
Yes.
Commodores.
So you leave me on an island. That's okay.
Plus, it reminds me of my Nanny Thomas. She wore Gloria Vanderbilt perfume.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like one of your things. One of the things you'd say. I'm going with Georgia today because...
I like Bulldogs.
Remember at Vanderbilt.
Their mascot's really cute.
Go Aga.
This one's a big one. Number 8, LSU, and number 14, Texas A&M. A&M is favored at home, minus 2.5.
And Fat Boy, who would you like?
I think A&M is going to win straight up. I'm going to say Giggum. I'm going Aggies. Paige?
I'll take Texas A&M as well. Mattman, who would you like?
Paige, I would like to go contrarian and go LSU.
Oh, I'm glad you did because...
There's a reason for it. If you look at the...
I didn't want to keep typing the ampersands out.
Oh. Is that what that's called? Ampersand?
I think so.
Like the, that means ditto or same thing underneath.
Somebody let us know.
Like, Google Sheets, it would do all that stuff for you.
Yeah, it would. Create me a formula.
Take forever with a word processor, like an actual. Oh my God. Ugh. That's where I love technology. I hate the AI part, but I love the other parts.
I never got to type on one of those bad boys.
Oh, it sucked.
Let's go.
Hey, Wheel of Fortune on it, though.
Wheel. We're NFL the rest of the way now. Falcons at the Bucks. Bucks minus -3.
Do you have any issues with any of these? Any real long thought processes, fat boy?
Not really.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Bucks on this one. I'm going to score a lot of points. They got a bounce back, Paige. Who do you say? What say you?
Is it where they played again? I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's at Tampa.
Okay, then I'll take the Bucks.
She's going home, team. Matt Mann.
3 in a row. I'll go with the Bucks as well.
You know what that means. Yeah, you know what that normally means.
They're going to lose miserably.
The Nears.
Watch the Falcons take it.
Why do they not go by the Nears instead of the Bucks? What's up?
Because, well, you know what? West Virginia, they say ears a lot, so I wonder if it's too close.
Yeah.
Copyright-wise, maybe?
Oh, it could be.
Couple left. The Bears at the Commanders. Bears minus -3 on the road. I'm going to assume Jaden Daniels is going to play, even though he's questionable.
That son of a gun is awesome.
He is, but he's like 110 pounds, too.
Oh, I'm tiny.
Yeah,
but... People say, I mean, what's the difference for people say that about Wemby, but like, you have to have a
big slender man.
You're gonna maybe get hurt a good bit, but I like him a lot though.
He took a big hit last week, so it says questionable with ribs.
But I had that for dinner last night. I didn't know what it was, but there were ribs with it, so I loved it.
Nom nom nom.
I will take the Commanders, assuming he's gonna play. Paige.
Oh, I'll take the Bears. Mattman.
She's going Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is also great.
Yep. He's fun to watch.
I will go with the Commanders, though. The Washington football team.
That's going to be a fun game to watch. One left. I don't even have to ask on one of these. Cowboys at the 49ers. 49ers at home, minus -5.5. I think the 49ers are old. I don't know if Debo's still in the hospital. He might not even play. McCaffrey, I don't think, is back yet.
No, he's not. But Debo, I thought, was cleared. But is he not?
He might be. I haven't checked.
I thought he put it on his Instagram. He was cleared.
Ayuk's done for the year.
Ayuk?
They're just old team. I'm going Cowboys.
People forget how old CMC is. Like, sixth season, right? Sixth season?
Thick season.
I sound like Cindy Brady. Thick season?
He can't play a full season.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of nagging injury with the guy.
No.
Plus, I think it's time for the Cowboys to start to turn it around. And they play better on the road. They get blown out at home.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not even going to ask. I'll ask Paige because I have to.
Oh, I'm taking my 49ers all the way.
Even after hearing all that?
I don't care.
Also, I don't care. Plus,
Mattman.
This is Debo's fourth season or fifth?
I think he's been around for a bit.
I'm using my fingers to count right now.
You might have to ask Surrey.
Give me the boys. Them boys. America's team in football.
The 49ers are on some kind of weird backslide right now. And they got to pull it together.
Yes, they do.
Because
Ayuk.
That division's pesky. Look at the Rams last night. The Rams won two in a row. They could be hitting on something.
You know, they realized that was coming on at 7 o'clock either.
Oh, with a pregame?
Yeah.
Plus you got the Cardinals already beat the 49ers once, so you know they're not guaranteed a playoff spot.
No. That's good.
So
that's good. Now and then going back to the one what time is the Bama game?
Oh,
I can look that up off. Yeah, why am I asking that right now? Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to look that. I think it's. I don't know actually.
It don't matter. What does matter is that's for entertainment purposes only.
I used to put the times on the damn thing.
Yeah, I thought so, but I also could quickly look it up. For entertainment purposes only. The entertainment is one of us will get punished when after the month, you know, the, we do the wins and losses and everything. And for instance, the first time we did it, Paige got punished. And then, well, the second time we're doing it, Paige is going to get punished.
I think I'm going to be punished all year round.
3:30. Yeah.
Okay. Paige, I think what you have to do is you have to sometimes not just pick from your heart.
You got to be smart.
But I mean, you like, for instance, with the 49ers. And again, it's not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick.
As Bad Boy would say. But you're going with your heart.
Yeah, but I
picked one that I didn't even agree with just strategically. I think the opposite, but I'm playing the strategy a little bit.
Somewhat of a blind strategy at first.
I don't want to punish you every time. Because I'm this one here. That we're about to announce.
I don't even
want to
hear. Can I leave the room while you announce it and just not?
And then just show up blindly and not know what it's going to be. Yeah, sure, that would be actually kind of fun.
You want me to do that?
Because we for sure
we actually need you to be involved.
I don't
want to.
Yeah, but it might ruin my weekend if I'm nervous all weekend long.
Well, that's the plan here. That's the real punishment. Is ruining your weekend.
That's the plan, buddy.
Why?
Yeah. And I think we for sure have one left. We might have another one left after that, but you know how December is around here is a little dicey.
Yeah, they won't let us work a lot in December.
They won't allow it.
Yeah, gosh. They're like, hey, go spend time with your family and friends.
Go on now.
So we'll announce that next. Paige's punishment. That will go down on Monday's show, but again, in efforts to give you something forward to look forward to over the weekend and Paige's weekend to suck,
we will announce that all weekend long.
Next.
Dreading it.
And also, if you're watching the live stream, comment... I should have said this at the beginning, but put who you think is going to win those games.
Help us out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Give us some hot tips.
That's right. All right. We will take a break here, and when we come back, we'll say goodbye to everyone in the chat, although we didn't even say hello yet. Sorry, God.
Hi, bye.
What?
Bye.
Hello, everyone in the chat.
Hey.
It's not very personalized for you today.
Coach Johnson, Triple D, others, Looper, and Lady Marie.
Jethro.
Zinni.
Hey, Zinni.
Hey, Zinni.
Many others. Thank you all. All right. We'll come back. We'll announce that pigskin punishment that you will get to listen to on Monday's show and perhaps even watch if Paige is okay with that being seen on video.
I don't know. What you're doing.
That's next. Good morning.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That boy's a human wrecking ball. He never loses weight at all. When they picked him up, he broke the wall. All he ever did was write property. That boy wrecks everything.
Oh, Hootie.
Why are you laughing at me, Hootie?
Fat boy, are you like me? Do you take that as, since it's Paige's rejoin week, she's being a little passive aggressive right there?
I don't know. She said it was stuck in her head for some reason.
It was.
Like she got. She must have heard it somewhere.
It did.
Must have heard it, you know, blasting through somebody's system.
Did you go by and see a hole in the wall and not a bad bar, but like a literal hole in the wall, and you're like, oh, it reminds me of Fat Boy. That time. Matt tried. What a dummy I am, first off. I didn't think I was going to be able to like belly to back suplex you. I just thought I was going to be able to pick you up off the ground.
I mean, for the picture at least, it was
yeah,
a cool
but
little
my knees
idea.
Buckled and then I went through the wall. Well, we both kind of did.
And we had to explain why the wall was damaged.
Well,
I was like,
they should have been listening and they wouldn't have had to ask us.
I was like, we can get it fixed. And
did that on the live. I mean, that was live, too. That was stupid.
God, it
was
dumb.
Literally fell through the wall.
That's when we found out there were metal studs and it wasn't wood. I was like, oh, no.
You heard right. It's metal studs.
Hey,
listen
boys.
At you laughing.
You heard right, stud.
That's fun.
No, I heard the original version of that song and I was like, oh, man, I haven't heard that in so long. I want to hear it.
You are going to, and here's the sad part is I've already like, my ego got the best of me. I was like, I came up with this one. And now you always will know that. So when I lose, it's one thing with Fat Boy in all the years of doing this. Not that Fat Boy is a very creative type, but I think it's by design that he doesn't throw in the big ideas because he looks at life like the show Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to ever have blood on his hands.
This is Big Brother mentality.
That's it.
You know what? You can't be head of household too much.
No.
Can't draw attention to yourself.
You want to be like
the person in the horror movie that people assume died in an earlier scene or you forgot about them, and then they show up at the end to assist.
The minor character who becomes a hero. I love that. That would be me.
Yeah.
Got to be strategic.
You're not a minor.
Survive.
I try to be the Dan Giesling of pigskin punishments.
Could it be the executioner?
Or the Derek Levis here.
All right, so this is where you're going to love me and you're going to hate me. And then you're going to hate Fat Boy alone just for agreeing
with this.
Oh, my God. So do you remember approximately 1 month ago where this was all a complete lie? And I just need you to know why I did it. I said, hey, this is a complete lie. You're going to hate me, but there's no other way to find out.
Yep.
I showed you a photo of someone, and I said, Paige, what size undergarment do you think this person would wear? And you said, I think that she and I are maybe similar size, so she would wear this. So I said, oh, okay, cool, thanks. And you didn't think anything odd about that, I don't guess, which was kind of odd. Like, oh, this person I'm buying underwear for. The reason why is because I'm trying to think of the presentation here.
I always go smaller size with my Spanx.
She likes the hug of the
to lift it.
Genitalia, I guess.
I know somebody used to wear Stanks. So you're a big fan, as we just talked about in the previous segment, of the Georgia Bulldogs and the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, yes.
So on Monday, we will be asking you a series of trivia questions about both of those teams.
Oh, good God. You
just,
know I'm
it's just... your teams, both of your teams.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
Look at that. See, it's not so bad.
There's a store on Etsy called Punishment Underwear.
It got worse.
Thank and you, Etsy, got for ruining my life.
So what you will do, and again, this is 2024. We're going to hand you these underwear, and we're going to ask you to go into the women's room and put them on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll watch if you want.
But... if you want us to come in there as like a lesion, to come
just
in there,
just to ensure the integrity,
a chaperone.
Is this something like the movie that I or the video that I watched as Fat Boy yesterday?
Oh no!
Oh, we all three watched that one.
Oh,
it doesn't involve a razor.
That's part of it. If you want, we can do that before.
I do not.
I can spot for you.
You will put on these underwear, and what this thing has in them is around the inner webbing of these underwears is copper wiring that is hooked up to a taser.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And it will not be, now before everybody freaks out, it will not be on your nether regions, but it will be going up your crack.
It's gonna be close.
Thus the name of my punishment. The Crapper Zapper.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not clapping about that.
That's good.
The Crapper Zapper.
I have to sit for the rest of the... When are you doing that?
Monday.
I know. But is it like at 7? So I'm going to be
part of the punishment.
Look at that. Plus, we got to throw them away, too, because they do have copper in them, and math heads will take
them.
People are already trying to buy them from us already.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What the hell? What is wrong with you people?
Well, why
would you sit and think of something like that?
You know what? I was saying the other day.
I'm going to be the crapper sapper person for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's catching on, man.
Then stop.
It's going to be like the new Chia Pet.
I go over to where the... Oh, there she is, Crapper Zapper. That's Ms. Crapper Zapper.
Ms. Crapper Zapper.
Why did you do that?
We'll turn into a beauty pageant.
That is not
good. At least
good.
It's not a hot loaf on the face.
That's true.
Like last punishment.
I feel like my throat's getting sore. I feel something going
I still
on.
Smell the last punishment.
What?
Remember that smell? Because there was real doo-doo in here. That smell never goes away.
God.
Yeah, but when you're around it a lot, you don't really notice it quite as much.
I did.
Like, I didn't notice until somebody was in my car recently. Man, your car smells like cow crap. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess so.
Thank you.
It's like a smoker. You know, if you're around a smoker, they don't smell it, but you do, and... Like, smell my shoe. Do I have any on there now? All right, cool.
That's the first part of the punishment. That's,
you just passed. The Crapper Zapper. Yes. It's going to be a tingle. This is more, this punishment underwear is made for more of a titillating experience.
She not might like it.
No, because when I was singing the last time and it hurt so bad, like one time when you tased me, I had to beg you to stop because it was really hurting.
That's why I didn't want to stop. That's why we want to keep going.
And I was almost crying because it hurt so bad.
I thought you were lying to try to get out of it.
No.
Like, she's trying to trick
it really
me right
hurt.
Now.
You know, you don't ever know with her because she's quite sadistic.
I am, but...
I mean, we heard her die yesterday in a movie.
Yep. The world heard that. Literally.
Sorry about that.
She can play dead.
Yep. She play a hooker
please,
too.
Please don't kill me. That's
no, we're not.
From my bottom.
The Crapper
Zapper. I don't death by bottom.
Here's the fun thing here too to mention.
Oh,
is that
there is fun.
You will only get the Crapper Zap if you miss a question about your two favorite teams in the
what
world.
What if I have an accident in here? What happens then?
We're definitely going to sell them. We might keep them. They go in the show Hall of Fame with the Sprout and other stuff.
Oh my God. The Sprouts.
I want to read text now. I was scared to a moment ago, but now I want to read them.
Actually, they'll go beside her autographed bra we have in the office. Right on the wall.
Yeah, but you also signed it, which was odd.
Yeah.
Then the person... Oh, yeah, that was for charity, and then the person paid it and never came and got it. So we hung it in our office, and you autographed
it,
too.
Who wants somebody's dirty old bra?
Lord God.
Oh, never mind.
Don't look at the text.
Don't do it.
All right, so Monday, what time? What do you think? Around this time?
Yeah, you can do it around this time.
All right. So around 7:30-ish or so. And it look, it's something they do not sell them up the road at Adam and Eve, but it's under that kind of thing. It's not a device to torture. It's a device of pleasure. But for someone who's not expecting it or knowing if they got it right, a little zap in the crack would hurt.
Yeah. You're going to have an electric butt crack. And you're going to love it.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Do we let her decide who does it? Who does the tasing?
I think either one of you jerks would be just as bad.
Jerks?
It should be shared duties, right?
duties.
Like back and forth until...
Yeah, okay, it was passing back and forth.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you'll ask a you do 49ers questions, I'll do Bulldogs questions, or vice versa, and then we'll pass the remote control.
What happens
around.
If I don't get any answers right? I don't know.
Your butt will
this is going to be horrible.
Ooh.
Not your butt, just the the Gaza Strip there.
God, I kind of want to ask her a question, but I don't know if it's going to come back Monday as a question.
Well, go try it.
Which Georgia Bulldog player did we already talk about on the show today? About an hour ago.
His pro team.
Yeah, we said we liked his name. He had a fun name. It's fun to
name,
say.
I'll even help you further. His name rhymes with bad crack honky.
I don't know.
Bad crack honky.
I'll try to think if it does or not.
I have it.
Okay, I'll give you the first name, Ladd.
Deshaun Watson.
Wait, she's going off us and names now.
Jesse James Dupree.
Dr. James Dupree. It was DJ Jesse Jeff Dupree.
Hey, give me some lidocaine.
And, yes,
that was. Hey, I need full CBCs and panels.
She was probably, she's like, was it Bichon Watson? I don't know.
Bichon. Dr. Jesse James Dupree. Hey, we're going to put it in a chest tube. I need a 10 weight on the fifth intercostal right now.
Hang on. Who was it? Trying to remember the names that you threw out.
Ladd McConkey.
He's an AFib.
That's his real name. Ladd McConkey. Yeah, he's an Irishman.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. No, it's not.
All right, so the Zapper, the Crapper Zapper, that will be on Monday's show.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
And we'll be live streaming that too.
Why?
Because you lost. Oh. I have one last question for you.
We should point her camera at her butt.
No, we shouldn't.
Have like a butt cam.
I do want to get a fire extinguisher in here. Big Brown, drop me one off if you would. Actually, yeah, Big Brown, I'll see you this weekend. Bring a fire extinguisher. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
We're going to find out why officials are encouraging people to be lazy.
Oh, why they are encouraging people to be lazy.
Yeah.
So, it's stress.
Yeah, I don't know where to, I don't know how to.
It's hard to take a lazy day if you got a lot to do.
Man, it's true. They don't exist.
I mean, it's just the whole thing about if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. Like if I got time to sit down, I don't have a thing that rhymes with that, but I got plenty of crap I could do. I think of sadistic things to do to Paige's backside.
Oh God! Oh,
just for punishment only. That didn't sound any better, did it? Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
I slap my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You wouldn't think that any government official would get out there and tell you to be lazy, but they are. Good morning, I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Michigan's Department of Natural Resources is encouraging people to be lazy this fall.
Good Lord.
So I think a lot of people took the initiative.
I think they did.
I hooked it up.
So why the hell would you do that? Well, this Department of Natural Resources is in the news for encouraging people not to rake leaves this fall. Why?
Why? Want them to ruin
their grass.
Because
it's actually better for your yard's ecosystem.
Not true.
That was the one thing I hated doing growing up.
You didn't get a blower? Or you didn't have one?
Oh, no.
I didn't always, but once I got one, the world changed.
Did you do it the hard way and rake it on a tarp?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And you had to haul it to the other side of the street. And the neighbor would either burn them or they would just sit there.
I always put mine in the road, try to keep bikers from going down my road.
But your parents would make sure that it would be, and it's like this mound that you have to make would be, you have to make it hard so it's not going to blow everywhere because you get in trouble if it's messy.
We didn't get to jump in them.
We'd put it in a burn bin. Just a old.
For stupid reasons. Like there might be something in there you get stuck with. I don't care. I had to rake these stupid, dumb, damn leaves. Let me jump in them.
But they'd let you go jump in the ball pit at McDonald's, dodge the hypodermic needles.
Yeah, but you don't know what's lurking in the leaves.
People always say, oh,
snake.
Why did McDonald's take the playgrounds away? Do y'all not remember? It was friggin' needles in the ball pits.
Plus, man, those playgrounds back in the day were, I mean,
brutal.
My gosh. I've seen so many kids falling off a swing or falling off a
Hardy's
slide.
Had a stainless steel slide with the hump.
Do you remember the slides where you burn your butt because
that's
they're
the
hot? Yeah.
Stainless steel.
The McDonald's and Easley back in the day had the big slide, which, look, to a kid seems big, but, you know, people were falling off it trying to climb up it.
Yeah.
That's how tall it seemed to be.
And then Dairy Queen over in Berea had one of them, my grandma called them a spinneroos, but I don't know what they were called. It was a circular thing. It had handles on it, and you get going spinning real fast.
Oh, wow.
And you'd hang off of it by your arms.
That's fun.
No, it wasn't. I mean, first off, you know, I couldn't hang off my arms that way. Mm.
My cousin Zach went to my mom, and she said he dropped his cheeseburger. I said, he didn't drop his cheeseburger. He fell down the damn cheeseburger at McDonald's, the one you could crawl up in, like a periscope.
Yeah.
And the bun was the jail.
It was the Hamburglar.
Did he hurt
you
himself?
You were crawling into the Hamburglar.
He fell right down. He didn't drop his cheeseburger. He fell down.
I never attempted to even try to go up that thing.
What happened? Did he break something?
Flashbacks from the Ocean Lakes pool.
I think it might have had a bloody lip. Maybe it might have scared him. But
screamed.
He fell straight down that
Bless
sucker.
Him.
We came from a time before they started putting old tire chips in the playgrounds or bouncy floors and all that.
You'd leave all skinned up, like a knee or.
We play football and gravel.
Plus, anybody could come out there. You know, there's probably been guys with members only jackets sitting on the benches out there watching all those
creepers.
Kids. Oh yeah,
I had a members only jacket. What's that mean?
Watching them go down the slide.
I had three different ones.
Playing the ball pits.
I had a white one. I had a black one. I had a coat.
Did you pretend to read a book and actually sit there and stare at children?
No.
They were never cool, though.
Yeah, they were.
I thought I was cool with a London fog jacket.
Until kids would get in there with a white paint pen and change the thing to say something else.
Exactly.
Did you stand there and
it said Landon fog.
It said Landon. Like, well, man, there's a different joke you could go here with. I appreciate it.
Stupid dumb kid, you got the wrong word.
It's not creepy if you're wearing the jacket in the summertime.
It is somewhat of a saving grace that I was so overweight as a kid that I couldn't wear jams. Because if I could have wore jams, I would have looked so dumb. Do you remember jams?
Yeah.
The long shorts that were like crazy designs. Also parachute pants I could never find. And that's probably a good thing, because if those pictures exist, I would be poured into them and probably all over World Star. And
would you like to see the
D-ball.
Shoes you wore over the years? Like, I remember wearing a pair of LA Knights that had the little twists on the side. It was like a fabric twist, I guess. They were pink, though. It was kinda...
I wore Cougars. And we were picking pay family, man. The first time I had Nikes, I bought them myself.
Were those the Bo Jacksons?
Yeah. Okay. I ruined them.
Yeah, you didn't wear any socks, right?
I didn't wear any socks, so then I was like, oh, God, they stink. I'll spray Lysol in them. And that was just like, God, what a putrid smell that was.
Should have sprayed some tenactin in there.
There was no Vicks in it. Tough acting.
Well, so this Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources, would they want to...
Natural.
They want people to keep everything the way it is. Because there's lots of bugs and other critters that use the leaves to eat throughout the winter.
It's going
to
kill your grass.
Yes, that's exactly the point.
Are they going to come get them? Scoop them up? DNR? It's called dumb.
Watch it.
Dumb natural resources. Yeah. Want you to leave leaves on your grass?
Dumb natural resources.
So there's a trend now called rewildering.
Okay, everything's a term. Rewildering.
Oh, rewildering.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't like that.
They must be invested in sod or something.
Mulch.
Some Z52.
I mean, that's just, yeah, that's, that doesn't make sense.
But people don't like doing it, so they're not going to say, you know, okay, go to hell. I'm going to rake my leaves.
No, they'll be lazy now, but say they're doing it for the environment.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like people who ride bicycles.
Well, should you be allowed to use...
You didn't see my magic finger, did you?
Oh, no. And it's twitching. Sorry. Well, I'll have to say that.
I thought he was telling you to come here.
Let's try on that underwear.
All right, then. That was your Rise Guys headline.
Let's try on that zappy underwear.
It's called the Crapper Zapper.
You're going to have a numb crack for
now. Who's going to enjoy this? That's what I want to know.
Again, if you went back and read them texts, they're asking us to do it today.
Yep.
Them things will be delivered to my house by 9 p.m. tonight.
They're waiting for them.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's right. No, I will not try them on first.
You got to.
Please.
They won't fit me.
You got to test run them.
My luck, I put them on backwards and ended up zapping my...
Uh-oh.
Gishkas.
Yeah, you
won't be able to go potty.
That's right. I always potty, Paige. I potty all the time. Potty all the time. I always thought that song by Eddie Murphy, his girlfriend, had some kind of irritable bowel syndrome or something.
I forgot there was another.
She was saying party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a lisp. She was missing two front teeth.
Yeah.
Stupid dumb woman.
Dummy. Hey,
dumb bitch woman.
Thank you, Paige. Don't say I call her a bitch woman. That's kind of redundant. Paige, thank you. Fat boy.
What the hell?
What's going on in your FOF thing?
This guy has, the one guy's got a gun, but this guy's like, you know what? You got a gun. I got a bigger weapon.
Ooh.
How about that? You'll hear from that guy threatening somebody else's life.
Oh, Lord.
Which always makes for good FOF.
He's got a
call.
Cannon.
Yeah, but.
I don't know what he's got in his pants.
Oh no.
Hell, he's a hog farmer, but he don't own any animals.
But we bleep their names, right?
Well, we can't say names.
Okay.
Not last names.
All right.
You can't say them both. Can't say companies. That was, you know, we had to meet with the boss before this thing ever started. That was one of the rules.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can call in and voice your displeasure about a business, but we just have to bleep the business name. But a lot of people have been coy in ways they describe it, and, you know.
Yeah, they're tricky about it.
Yeah.
I don't like it either. You're trying to get past me, huh?
Yeah, that's called a loophole, huh?
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right. Thank you both. We will take a break. We come back. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. Thank you.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.